Tancast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Sometimes the best laughs you get in life are the laughs you get when you're not supposed to be laughing.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Tancast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb. I'm a stand-up comedian. My job is to make people laugh. But you know who makes me laugh? My two old roommates, Andy and Noah. We used to live together in a tan house, so now we get together every week and do this tan cast. This week, we talk about phone etiquette, we do some bad English accents, we hear about some backyard sex, and Andy loses a friend to cancer. And when you hear this sound... that means there's a link to whatever we're talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
Tancast.
Welcome to Tancast.
Welcome to Tancast. Come along. You belong. Feel the fizz.
Ben Affleck's a new movie called Runner Runner. What a fucking terrible name.
Okay.
That's all. I was looking up the Tancast, and I'm looking at his picture right now. Well, the still of a trailer of his picture.
You were looking up the Tancast?
Yeah. I like to see what people comment about.
Oh,
was,
okay.
Looking up the Tancast.
You Tinkist. Tinkist Rooney.
Did I already say I'm Tim the T in Tancast?
You did now.
Probably.
All right. Well, now it's been said.
Now it's official.
I'm Andy the A in Tancast.
I'm Noah the Interrupter in Tancast.
Truth.
His acting was Ben Affleck acting. I was like, yeah, that's Ben Affleck acting right there in the trailer for Runner Runner.
All right.
I'll see it because that's Justin Timberlake in it. He's dreamy.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I like Justin Timberlake. He's fucking, well, in this movie he's not being funny, but in other shit, he's fucking hilarious.
Okay. He's funny, but you're not saying he's a better actor.
I would say Ben Affleck, Justin Timberlake's adequate. He's okay. I don't think Ben Affleck fucking destroys him in acting. I'll say that.
Destroys him. Fucking destroys him. Look out, Justin Timberlake. You just got destroyed. You're like Andy's basement.
Punches him directly in the taint.
Do you feel like Ben Affleck is a good actor?
Yeah, certainly better than Justin Timberlake.
All right.
And it's not like Ben Affleck's not a funny actor.
You know
what?
He's
had some funny shit on Saturday Night Live, too.
Yeah, I'm trying to think, though, in his movies, like, for some reason, I don't remember being that funny in movies. I guess some movies are funny. It seems like he's more funny in fucking commentary.
He is funny in fucking commentary.
Just the shit he says, like, that's fucking funny, Ben Affleck.
The Mallrats commentary is perhaps my favorite.
Wait, he was in that one?
Oh, yeah. That was the first movie commentary I ever heard, I think. No, second. The first one I ever bought. And he's in it, and Jason Lee and Jason Mewes, and he's at one point, he just goes off at the end, like, I can't remember. Fucking just go watch it. Find it, love it, put it in there.
All right.
Rub it on your dick. Maybe I'll insert it in here right here.
This is where you invoke the title right here.
That's it.
You're dead, Mallrat.
The kind of humiliation of delivering the least inspired dialogue.
You will kick your ass, Mallrat.
So every night I'd go home with a fucking sack of sleeping pills and be like, I should just do it. It's never going to get me better than this. Fuck it. They'll find me dead in the morning and cast Brian Bloom and fucking call it a night. That guy, fashionable male, killed himself. Really?
Buttman is dead at 23.
Snoochie Boochies.
Buttman.
We're making comic books of everyone. You're Buttman. Thanks, dude. Yeah, I'll work with you again. Sure.
Wait, right here?
Wait, no. It was back there.
Oh, okay. We missed it.
We passed it now. You went too far. Turn around.
Right!
Let's do some tan laughs.
Let's do them.
Yes, let's.
We'll be funnier than Ben Affleck and Justin Timberlake.
In Mallrats.
Fatter than Ben Affleck in Mallrats. I wasn't fat, you son of a bitch. I said that 20 minutes ago. It's stuck in your craw? Also from the Mallrats commentary. Why haven't you rented it yet?
They should borrow it from you, Tim.
You should?
No, they should.
You know what? We have few enough listeners. I could probably just lend it out, and we can get this banged out in about a week and a half.
Probably.
Are you done with it? All right, can you please watch it? Someone else is doing it. Once, you know, get in there.
Tanflix.
We provide you some comedy, and we'll lend you some DVDs.
Every DVD lent comes with a complimentary picture of Noah's penis. Which is to say, we take a picture of Noah's penis with something complimentary written on it.
Hey, Tancats listener, you're a good person, and thank you for listening. We want to thank you for listening for all these years and commenting on our Tancats.
I was going to say, if we include a picture of Noah's junk, it just means we have to ship these in bulk packaging.
Hey now, iPhones have a panorama view now.
Yes, but if you print it out.
Oh, that's true.
On high stock glossy paper.
Well, you know, we can just print the tip and send it to one person, print the middle, send it to another person.
P.S. We look forward to providing many more years of entertainment to you and all our listeners. On a side note, here's a little recipe that you can cook at home.
Here's my top 100 recipes.
Hola, right. Gracias por listening.
Hola, gracias por oyendo. Tancast podcast.
All right, 10 laughs.
All right, 10 laughs. The Angelo Bowers Memorial 10 Laugh segment.
Guys, thank you so much.
It's 10 laughs, 10 laughs. We're gonna read you some 10 laughs. Gonna read some jokes with our mouths and you will hear them. 10 laughs, 10 laughs. Getting down with 10 laughs. When this jingle's over, that means it is time to hear some 10 laughs. I don't want this jingle to end. Oh, it's over? Fuck.
Whew. Cock jokes.
They are awesome. All right, so this is a joke sent in by Matthew, or does he prefer Matt? He does. His Matt. Hey, Tim, Andy, and Noah, this is Matt, Hillary's husband. I have been a longtime listener, but never emailed before. The show, not ever emailed anything. Love the show, guys. Anywho, it's our first wedding anniversary on the 1st of September, 2013, and I know it would make Hillary's day to have her, if you gave her a shout-out. Hillary, you're doing it.
Oh, out! Hillary, you are doing the shit out of it.
Of course, yeah. Technically, both of you are doing it. I don't know why we're just giving her a shout-out on her in the anniversary.
Hopefully, the it you're doing Hillary. The shit out of is Matt.
Well, let me keep reading. We're still in different countries. Hillary's in the U.S., and I'm in the U.K., but we're getting there, and Hillary is coming to the U.K. December 4th for a month for 4 months, so we'll have the visa... For 4 months or so until we have the visa properly sorted. Fuck!
Way to commemorate the love.
English is hard. Reading is hard.
I bet people are like, fuck, I hope Tim doesn't read it. Fuck, Tim's reading mine. God damn it.
Hi, Tim, Andy, and no, not. Fuck, let me start again. Hi, Tim, and fuck.
Hi, Tim. Wait, how do you say this name?
Hi, Andy, Noah, and Tim, in order I want you to read this.
Come on, Noah's got the sexy voice. You know it's
You're
Noah,
right.
Andy, Tim.
You know what? I just put you two in the random... kept the order and moved me to the back.
You know the order is Noah, Tim.
What?
No one wants me to read anything.
At least you fucking would have gotten through it by now.
Probably.
All right. Hillary's coming to the UK in December for 4 months or so until the visa is properly sorted. That's the problem. He's talking in UK speak, and that's not how I cadence.
Sorted.
Sorted.
Properly.
Properly sorted. Proper.
You say until the fucktards figure their shit out. That's the proper way to say that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And Tancast is one of the things we talk about on a regular basis, I say.
All
other
right.
Than Disney and life in general.
Okay, Bert from Mary Poppins.
That's what I was going for.
Hello! It was a run by fruiting. Keep up the great show, guys. You never fail to make us laugh. We are amused.
It's high tea time.
Chim chim cheree.
Is there a low tea?
Yeah, I got a low tea.
Swings and roundabouts.
That's a term I learned.
Well done. Here are some Tan laughs whilst I'm doing new things.
Whilst.
The first one is a joke about a baby being ugly. We've read it already, so I'm going to skip that one.
Okay.
Police arrested two kids yesterday. One was drinking battery acid and the other was eating fireworks. They charged one and let the other one off.
That is just silliness right there. That's just silliness.
All right, I like this one. A magician was working on a cruise ship in the Caribbean. The audience was different each week, so he did the same tricks over and over. The problem was, the captain's parrot saw all the shows and began to understand how the magician did every trick. Where are these fucking parrots that are geniuses in all these jokes? Like, it's enough that parrots just repeat what people say, but in jokes, they're always like, wait a fucking minute.
I'm on to
I'm using critical thinking as well as a voice.
I've been thinking about your tricks.
Yeah.
I am not merely parroting this back to you. I am considering it.
Anywho.
Adding my own cadence.
Anyway, he started shouting in the middle of the show, look, it's not the same hat. Look, he's hiding flowers under the table. Hey, where are all the cards of the ace? Why are all the cards the ace of spades? The magician was furious, but it was the captain's parrot. He could do nothing. Then, one day the ship sank, and the magician found himself floating on a piece of wood with the parrot. They glared at each other, but said nothing. Finally, after a week, the parrot said, okay, I give up. Where's the boat?
It was the greatest trick ever.
The greatest joke. Wait, trick the devil ever pulled. Moving along.
Convincing the world.
Making the Statue of Liberty disappear.
That was pretty amazing.
Using only grapes and some mirrors.
These aren't Tan laughs, but I'm still laughing.
All right.
It's a knock-knock joke forwarded to us by Todd.
Ah.
It says, knock-knock.
Who is there?
Emerson.
Emerson who?
Emerson Nice Knockers. And then it's a bunch of pictures of women with their boobs out.
Wait,
yes,
where is this? Hold
he
on.
Should warn
Hold
us
on.
When they're not safe for work. I was like, oh, what's this little no, that's titties. No, that's titties.
Knock, knock.
Wait.
Oh, it's titties. That's who's there.
I'm so glad someone's on the camera.
Wait a minute.
What?
Gotta get there. Okay, here we go.
Oh, Tim's like, I need to check out some titties.
Yeah. Oh, yes, good.
There's a lot of them.
Those are titties. Yep, those are also titties. Titties.
I think it's hilarious that they put them in like a PowerPoint presentation sometimes, or he does, or someone does.
Somebody does.
Yeah, it's like, really? Like, these need to be in a PowerPoint. Like, maybe you're going to be at a meeting and you need to present these. Oh.
Well, I think all those girls felt the need to present them.
Hello. Goodness. All right.
Good work, everybody. This titty break has been brought to you by Todd.
Todd's titty break. Todd's titty tangent. There you go. Triple T.
Hey, there we go.
Oh, nice. Oh, I was going to be a joke. It was a...
great idea, Noah.
It was a your mama joke just randomly texted to me by my friend Max, who's been on the show.
Yay, friend of the show, Max.
Yay. He has creepy black eyes.
Yo mama is so unfamiliar with the gym, she call it James. Hi.
Noah should read every Yo Mama joke in the world. Whenever someone starts to do a Yo Mama joke, she'll be stunt voice, and then Noah should step in. Hang on, I can make this funny.
Watermelon, fried chicken, watermelon.
Blunts and 40s.
Okay, how do you guys say missiles?
Missiles?
Just like you did?
Okay. I was talking to my British coworker, and she said, missiles.
Oh.
I've heard it both ways.
Yeah. I bet that's how Matt says it.
He probably also says aluminium.
And patronize.
Don't patronize me.
Here's a little thing. My roommate Roberto, he calls me up, and I'm at work, and I'm working on something, so I'm like, I'll talk to him later. And he never leaves messages, which I find also annoying. Like, you don't always have to leave a message, but he never leaves fucking messages.
That is annoying.
Then he texts me, like, after he calls, call me ASAP. Fucking, I hate it when people leave vague, like, ASAP, that means, what's going on? It could be urgent. I call him, he's like, oh yeah, I lost my ID. Can you email me my passport? Which sure is, like, I guess, you know, sure, you want to get that taken care of sooner, but it's like, fucking leave some details. Like,
that is information that could have been provided in the, like, contact me ASAP. It could have been, hey, I blah, 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 can you blah, blah, blah? And when you contact him, it could be done.
Exactly. I hate that. Oh, I hate that. Just call me. Why?
Yeah, my mom leaves the Vegas messages. Call me. Can you call me right away? Can you call me soon? Like, what are you going? Oh, you know that show? It's like, fuck, this is not urgent. Fucking thought people maybe were dying or what's going on?
Yeah, Caitlin gets that from her parents, whom I love and who were just here. I just dropped him off at the airport.
But, so yes, no. If you need someone to call you back right away, leave some details so they know how far away it is. Like, you know, I just had a question for you. That's just best information. Or I'm fucking dying, or, you know, whatever. My arm got cut off. Something.
Yeah. I'm in the hospital and this is your last chance to talk to me.
I mean, that would be a good message. I mean, it wouldn't be a good message, but you know.
No, but it would certainly establish the priority of that message.
Exactly.
That's the you glance at your phone in a meeting and go, holy fuck, and run out of the meeting and everyone understands later.
Yeah. Not just call me.
Yeah.
That's when you leave a message and the message is just call me, fucking duh.
Yeah.
Do you think I was going to snail mail reply to your phone call? Yes, I'm going to call you. What's up? I got some postcards. I figured I'd fire one off to you after you called me.
Some people just like to keep the power. It's like, no.
The priority of your callback gets dropped significantly if you don't leave the, like,
oh,
hey,
yeah.
Call me. When I get around to it, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Timmy didn't call me. Oh, I didn't know why.
Yeah. I assumed you wanted to say hello. No, I was dying. Well, you should have said that.
Well, I'm dead now. Well, now you're a zombie.
That's tough. How do brains taste?
Sometimes I don't call my mom back right away, and so she'll be like, call me, and then she'll like, oh, I want to see if you want to come over. I'm like, well, why don't you just say that in the message? Like,
completely unrelated to what we're talking about. My kid wanted me to be a zombie, so I was kind of shuffling around going brains towards him, and he got freaked out because he's like, are you really going to eat my brains?
And you should have said yes.
No.
Speaking of how dumb your son is, isn't he starting school now?
He's been officially in kindergarten for a month now.
A month?
A month at the beginning of August. Yeah,
what
George is insane.
Fuck?
School starts at the beginning of August.
I mean, I'm sure Georgia needs as much school as possible, but Jesus.
No, they let him out super early. They just start in fucking August.
Ew.
August. August is balls sticking to your thighs weather. August is not kids cooped up inside in school time. It's fucking insane. I don't understand why they do it.
And when do they let him out? May?
Yeah, like, I think, like, the second week of May or some shit like that.
Huh.
Like, no. It should be like, maybe, you go back to school for a couple of days and then you have the Labor Day weekend. Maybe. By the way, for all of our overseas listeners who don't understand what Labor Day is, it's called Google. Look it up.
Wow. That's right, Matthew. Suck it.
Yeah, Matt. Suck it.
Hey, what's all this about Labor Day?
Oh, we have a Labor Party. What, you have a day to celebrate them? I don't know why he's Australian now.
I'm going to eat some bangers and mash.
And now apparently he's a retarded southerner.
Hi.
Oh, we are the ugliest of ugly Americans.
Hey, what's happening over there in America?
You think the moon is
I'm Lord Harry Carey the Third Ting.
That's one of my favorite Will Ferrell impressions.
I like to have some fish and chips.
Oh, man.
I enjoy constitutional monarchy. I drive on the wrong side of the street.
Wow.
Oh, no. Andy and I went back to back on that one.
Sorry. Split
no problem.
It up.
Split it up.
Yours will be
laugh
funnier.
At it separately.
new go-to English accent.
Oh, Harry Carey?
Yep. Like, what the fuck is that? That's my English accent. What?
Hello, I'm the Queen. God damn, it's getting worse.
I'm like, that doesn't sound like Harry Carey anymore. Like, sounds like you're out of breath and excited.
It's like it was closer at the beginning. I'm correcting the wrong way. I'm just driving it into the ditch.
We're going as Harry Potter this Halloween. So I'm that's a Harry Potter impression. Hi, I'm Harry Potter.
Oh, do the glasses and the wild hair and the scar and the rest of the Gryffindor
Forget
stuff.
Yes. Expectos Patronum.
You can't just cast Forgeticus.
Hermione and Ron Weasley are banging.
And mashing. I've heard those go together.
Oh, yeah.
Every time...
You merely adopted the darkness. I was born in it.
Hey, look at my dick. Oh. You want to know how I got these scars?
It's turning into Mr. Garrison.
Sorry, I had to untangle my cord. There we go, we're back.
I think we're going to move from Bay to Harry Carey.
You guys can do it. I think I'm going to get stuck on Garrison. We had one other piece of Tancast listener mail.
Oh, hit it.
Captain, incoming message.
You've got mail.
Message for you, son.
DeVille is here.
Listener email!
It's from Rob. He was telling us that he and his wife were listening to the show. Yes, I'm still listening. And we were in the car with my iPod, so she had no choice. Haha, that's right. You show the bitch. I mean, your lovely wife. And he heard that we were exchanging titty pics, which we were just doing apparently with Todd a moment ago as well. And apparently, according to this email that she forwarded to him that he passed along to us, or that she sent to him that he passed along to us, if tits are big enough, you may be helping each other live longer. Her point about immortality is in reference to her own, and I'll see if I can get this right, huge boobs! Live long and perv, tan friends. So she sent him a message, subject line, titties! Oh, I think I just woke my son up. I'm going to get a nasty gram here in a second. She said she thought he might want to send this link to Tim, Andy, and Noah. She thinks the research only applies to larger breasts. He should thus be immortal. So kudos, Rob's wife. Kudos.
I like that when she forwarded along, she's like... Tim, you know, this might be good for Tim, Andy, and Noah. Not like, this might be good for that stupid fucking podcast you made me listen to.
Yes. She knew our names. Ha ha! She secretly likes us.
Oh, and did you, the part about bras?
Oh, FYI, guys, bras work like this.
Yeah.
I did read it, but I'd actually already known all that stuff. Did we fuck up, like, describing how bras work?
I don't remember.
Or did we feign ignorance?
Bro, do you even know how bras work?
Yes, dude, I lift tits.
Bras, how do they work?
I mixed two things. I mixed how do magnets work and bro, do you lift?
Yeah.
Hey, how do bras work?
So for any of our listeners who might be curious, the letters are cup size and they go from tiny to huge. She says AAA to LL, the biggest she'd seen. But the other measurement, the number measurement, is around your rib cage, right underneath your boobs. I guess theoretically it should be like where the boobs actually, like across the front of the boobs, but you can only really measure underneath them. But they scale, so boobs that are actually physically the same size, if the chest is bigger, the cup will be smaller. So she says a 32G will be about the same volume as a 34 FFF. By the way, these numbers are in inches, again, for our overseas listeners. or a 36E or a 38D. So I actually knew that. Why? Because I care about boobs.
Boobs, 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 boobs,
boobs, boobs,
boobs, boobs. They are. Boobs are wonderful and worth saving. Save the tatas, y'all.
I, like, thought this might help with titty jokes and your 10-minute exercise a day. And then it says...
Yes, I just get past that just now. Thank you.
And then PPS, it's a shame this research is probably bollocks, but it's worth trying. Which means they're probably UK people! So let's reread this email! All right. Oi, me wife and me I were listening to the latest show. Hi!
Yes, I'm still listening, and we were in the car with my iPod, so she had no choice.
And I heard you've been exchanging titty pics.
If the tits are big enough, you might be helping each other live longer.
Her point about immortality is a reference to her own huge boobs.
What? What?
I don't know.
What?
It started Joker and went off the rails again.
Oh, okay. I was like, what's happening? Where's it going?
It can't.
Stop it.
It won't.
Can't stop, won't stop.
So, I don't know if either of you saw my tweet last night.
Nope.
In the kitchen, my wife is retired to the bedroom to start reading her book. I'm cleaning the dishes, and I have the little monitor out with me, and I keep thinking I hear Michael, like, he'll, like, moan in his sleep sometimes, like, when he's waking up, and that's when you know, gotta grab him before he runs all over the house. And I keep hearing, and I look, and he's sitting perfectly still. I'm like, all right, I guess it wasn't Michael. Then I hear it again. I'm like, ugh. No? Maybe it's coming from outside. Oh, it's probably like a cat in heat or something that I just can't hear because I'm like the water's running and shit, so I can't really hear it. So I turn it on and I flip on the light outside and I realize our screen door is open, but the actual door. I mean, the screen door is closed, but the actual door is open. I'm like, oh, so I can just hear the outside. So I go to walk over there, and then I'm like, wait a minute, that moan sounds. Is someone fucking? And I go outside, and, like, clearly I can hear my neighbors fucking in the backyard. Like, they're in their backyard. Like, not only can I hear the moaning, I can hear the...
Oh, wow.
Did you stick your head out the window and go, da-na-na-na, da-na-na?
I did not. Oh. I immediately took to Twitter and said, my neighbors are totally having sex in their backyard right now. Is this an event worthy of live tweeting? But then I was interrupted by my wife text messaged me. I think our neighbors are having sex. I'm like, I'm certain our neighbors are having sex. I can hear their bodies slamming together.
That's what happens when bodies start slapping.
So then I'm walking out my backyard to sort of, you know, walk a little closer to it. And then, like, I step on, like, a leaf and it's like crunch. I'm like, ah, fuck. And, like, they don't stop right away, but I'm like, eh, you know what? Maybe I'll just turn back around and go back in the house. And then somehow, like, Indiana Jones, like, everything I stepped on was like, crunch, 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 crunch. Everywhere I stepped was, like, loud leaves, and then they stopped and went back inside.
I mean, what they expect was going to happen.
I don't know.
Maybe they thought they might attract the attention of some neighbors. Hey, everybody, we're having sex.
Hey, I noticed you're fucking.
Can I listen?
I'm gonna touch my penis. I should point out I have no reason to believe that they are attractive people, so you
doesn't
might want to get that image out of your head.
Doesn't matter. Saw sex.
I didn't want to see.
Doesn't matter. Heard sex.
There you go.
Doesn't matter. Heard sex.
Still counts.
Anyway, that was it. My neighbors had sex last night. I thought I would share that story on Tan. That seemed very Tancast worthy.
Well, good for your neighbors.
Someone's doing it.
Yep. Yeah, I asked my wife if we should go outside and try and give them a run for their money. No takers.
Oh, such a stick in the mud.
I was trying to get my stick in her mud. Wah, 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 wah. Yeah.
Oh. You guys could have started a thing. It's the neighborhood bang off.
I should also point out then that Tyler, noted Tancast fan, replied to my tweet, "What's out Tim Babb's window?"
Technically, I think it was back door, but
yeah. Well, I mean, there's a window back there.
Well, then, fair enough.
You haven't seen the place, yeah? No. It's, I mean, fucking, my back wall is mostly windows.
Ooh. overlooking all the sex neighbors.
Yes.
I've noticed, for whatever reason, I mean, it's probably a design thing, but, like, it seems like rich, well, rich people, generally probably white, like a lot of windows. Not always, but, like, when I go around Palo Alto, like, there's a path called the Dish, and you look back at their, you know, people's, you can see the back of people's houses, fucking tons of windows. All very open. It's very interesting to me.
So? Yeah,
we have a shit ton of windows in my house, too. Let's the light in. It's
he's
nice.
He's rich and white. It all checks out.
It, you know, it does look fine.
Oh,
but
no.
I think it's often interesting, though, like, you know, because you don't see a lot of fences. I mean, I guess do you really have fences where you are, Andy?
You know, there's not a lot of fences here, but our house is one with...
So, do a lot of people's, like, backyards just kind of blend together?
Yes.
Maybe it's just a Bay Area thing. I find that so odd.
It does seem weird to me.
Like, wait, because, you know, I want that segmentation. Like, that's my yard. And this is your yard. Also, what if I just want to go in my backyard and be naked or something?
Well, I can't do that because I live on a hill, so, like, there's no point in my yard that's not visible from uphill.
Oh.
However, yeah, there's also the other thing of, like...
However, I do it anyway.
Well, yeah. I got there and kicked the fence down. Look at my dick!
Check your watch. It's Naked Andy time.
did Batman just walk by?
I think your watch is a little bit fast there, Andy.
Judging by the dial, it's about 12 o'clock.
Depends. As I take steps, it goes from 2 to 10, 2 to 10, 2 to 10.
Nice.
Thank you. We have gates.
Did Noah just catch up to the party?
Oh, was that a little joke grenade, Noah?
Yeah, well, at first I just thought it was flopping up and down, and then I thought about the times. I'm like, no, it's going tick-tock, tick-tock. Like a little penis metronome.
Am I the only one who's run with a boner? I mean, run naked with a boner?
I don't know if I've ever run with a boner. Man.
It's weird. That is really weird.
That would be an interesting race.
You know, at Disneyland, they're having the Pluto 10 or the Dumbo Double Dare 10K. They need to have the naked hard-on race.
Well, like, you know what you should do? Like, if you lose it, you have to stop and jerk off until you get it back. Or maybe they'll have fluffers.
Oh, I thought you meant if you lost the race.
No. You know, the performance-enhancing drug for this is going to be Viagra.
People this are just running with glasses that have, like, naked ladies in them, or just running, looking at the iPhone, looking at porn, like, I'm not losing this.
That's what I was going to say. This is where Rob and Todd's titty pics really come in handy.
Rob didn't send us titty pics.
Yes, but he endorsed them.
Yes, he did.
Hi, I'm Rob, and I endorse these titty pics.
If his wife sent him any, he did not forward them on to us. Honest.
Oh, you think Rob's wife sent her pictures of her own titties?
Maybe. Who knows?
Yeah.
I was kind of trying to imply that maybe she did and he did, and I was trying to get him in trouble, because I'm a dick.
Yeah.
You're such a dick, Andy.
I know. You know what it is?
I hope they're listening to this in the car, and it's getting super awkward.
I hope now they're looking at each other and just... Now they're just staring ahead in silence. Oh.
So they're middle-aged white married people?
They got lots of windows in their house?
No, it's reverse karma. It's called the shit already went down, so I'm going to be a dick to reverse earn it.
Are you guys ever, like, you guys ever hang out somewhere and, like, someone starts looking at you, like they start making eye contact, like, oh, fuck, if you make eye contact with me, I'm going to fucking talk your fucking ear off. Just do it. Like, someone was looking at me, and, like, I can kind of see them, like, fuck, I know you want to talk to me and talk about some shit I don't care about. Like,
no one ever does that to me, but I have noticed that when I'm out, nobody ever wants to look my direction. That's weird, isn't it? That we have such opposite experiences in life. You know what? I bet it's a race thing, Noah. I bet it is.
Why is that so funny, Tim?
Because I knew where he was going. And so he's like, you know, I haven't heard of that. But I'm like, oh, he's going to say the opposite.
You saw it was funny that he's doing opposite?
I just thought it was funny that he was going to be the guy that wanted to talk to people about shit they didn't care about. And he was constantly getting people to not look at
him. Got you.
You know, just constantly sliding next to people on the bus stop going, hey, you want to hear about my kid?
he likes to kick his feet back and forth.
Do you want to see my dick?
He just sounds like an alcoholic. Tim does the best Harry Carey impression on this podcast.
I felt like drunk Bill Cosby showed up for that one. Oh, I'm bad at this.
Hey, how are you doing? Chim chimaree, chim drew.
My Cosby's getting bad. Shots for everyone.
Look at my dick. Look at it. It's beautiful.
Speaking of the whole people not telling you how important things are.
Yes.
I got home. I walk in the door. There's like kind of silence. Like, oh, should we tell them? No, let's go look at the car. I'm like, okay, why are we looking at the car? Well, Pop and Drew washed the car this morning. Oh yeah, I knew they were going to do that. That's really great. And then we'll talk about the other thing. What other thing? No, let's go look at the car. What other thing? Well, you know, when it rains, it pours. What is raining? So I go out and look at the car. I'm like, yes, ooh, shiny. What rained? So they take me back in the house. I was just like, I'm like, what the fuck? Like, well, you want to leave your shoes on? I'm like, oh, fuck, it's in the basement, isn't it? So we go down in the basement. There's an inch plus of water in the lower portions of my basement. Turns out the water heater had hit the end of life and was like, well, fuck it. And apparently had just stabbed itself repeatedly. Now, the thing is it's not like in California where your water heater is typically, like, in your garage or something like that. So you'd, like, go out into your garage and be like, oh, the garage flooded. No, here they keep it inside the house, but in the basement where you're less likely to actually encounter it on a day-by-day basis. So it was probably flooded down there for, slowly flooding for a couple of days, which also meant that it had plenty of time to seep into the woodwork, creep up the walls, and because it's the hot water heater, so it was warm water seeping into everything, also summer, we had a massive mold problem down there.
Oof.
So we had people here until 1:15 in the morning yesterday, and they got here at like 8. So they were here for like a good 5 hours, demolishing a part of our basement to get the mold out. So my partially finished basement is now less partially finished.
That is
And also I don't have any hot water in the house, and I can't take a cold shower because the shower nozzle hooks up the cold and the warm water. So if you turn it on at all it does is the cold water comes up and then goes down the empty warm water pipe because there's no pressure and starts to try to backwards refill the hot water heater that's still in the basement, which just means more water is going to leak out. Although there's a bucket now to catch that. So it was like a puzzle. It's like, where's the water going? Oh, into the basement where all the rest of the water is. So we have massive like blowers down there and like big air filters with HEPA filters to try to, if there was any mold, suck them up, and massive dehumidifiers that are probably going to run for 6 days, and we get to buy a new water heater and I get to find out how fucking expensive water heaters are. And that's right after we fixed the car where the I think I said this on the last Handcast, but like the motor was broken. But it was broken up, so we were okay. But then my father-in-law rolled it down, so it's like, well, guess we got to fix that. So it's like,
your father-in-law did what?
Oh, my father-in-law. We had told him, like, no, don't. He'd wanted to pass the shed amendment thing to the people. I'm pretty sure I said all this on the last Handcast. Yes.
Nope.
No. Oh, okay. So my neighborhood does not allow sheds, but people have been wanting for years to change that so people could actually have, you know, like nice sheds in their lawn where they can keep their lawnmowers and whatnot, which I'm totally for. And my wife and I have signed up for this for like 1,000 different times. My in-laws, though, were out taking a walk and, you know, they're a little bit busybody-ish. So when somebody was handing out the flyers for the shed amendment, they definitely brought it home and would definitely get us to sign it. I was like, fine, I'll sign it again, but we're already on board with they've already got our vote. It's okay. But my in-laws were like super like, no, you have to get this back to them because we said and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay, fine, whatever.
And so they don't even live there?
No, it's just they had promised that the people that they would talk to us about it, so they were fulfilling that, I guess.
That's so odd.
Yeah. Anyways. They felt obligated, so they're fulfilling that obligation. So as we're rolling up to it, I'm saying, okay, the motor in the window is busted. If you roll it down, it won't go back up. We haven't had it fixed because it's going to be super expensive, and we don't know we're going to have this car for that long. But apparently none of that was heard. So as I'm saying, hey, why don't you just pass me the thing and I'll open the door, he rolls the window down. And sure enough, it does not go back up.
So, like, we could push it up, and it would just sag back down about 3 inches. And it's been raining almost every day since Memorial Day. So, May. We've had, I think, in the last 5 months, like, a full 50 inches, which is like a normal year's worth of rain. It's insane. It's been insanely moist here. It's like your mom's vag. So yeah, it's like I hadn't been planning on actually spending that money, although as he kept apologizing for it, I was like, no, it was broken. You didn't break it. You just moved the broken position from up to down, which necessitated fixing it. It wasn't his fault that it broke. He did not Rambo that thing open or something like that.
I mean, you live in Georgia, just fucking duct tape it.
He just changed the urgency of when you needed to fix it.
Yes, this is exactly true. Tim, I did duct tape it. It did not work because it's so fucking hot here that the duct tape melted.
Wow.
Yeah, the vinyl backing got like all flappy, like it was like a noodle. Like there was no stiffness to the backing at all, and the actual adhesive like was like running down on the inside of the window. That's how fucking hot cars get if they sit in the sun here.
How hot do they get? Oh, wait, you just explained.
I just described it in detail.
Yeah.
So anyways, that was $500, and my cat needed to go to the vet, so that was another $100, and we found out that she needs to go back in and have her teeth done, so that's going to be like another $150, $200. And then the water heater busted, and that's going to be something like $900 to $1,000 to replace that thing. So that's been this week. On top of paid for my kid's birthday party. Turkey cheese isn't terribly expensive.
You know what you should have done? You should have taken him down, show him the water heater, and go, there's your birthday cake. Happy birthday, kid.
Well, that's the problem, Noah. Those things happen in the opposite order. So after all those things costing me money over the course of this week, just to make things extra awesome, right in the middle of the week, people who follow me on Twitter may have noticed that over the past several weeks, I keep tweeting, fuck cancer. Well, triple fuck cancer, because it finally got him. An old friend of mine from when we were kids, I don't know if our parents ever lived together in their little weird hippie commune Christian thing, or not, or if maybe it was just through the church. But like since we were little kids, like elementary school or kindergarten or something like that, I've known this dude. And it was weird. It was like in elementary school, this guy, David, I should toss his name out there. David and I were like, we were kind of frenemies in elementary school. Like he was, I think, a grade below me. He was actually right around my brother's age, but I believe they promoted him ahead or something like that. So I think he was in the grade between my brother and I. But like he and I would get along some days and not get along other days. And it was kind of weird. And like, we'd both be kind of antagonistic to each other. I think it was because like he was a very, very bright dude and I was also a bright dude. And I think maybe there was some like, I'm the smartest kid in school kind of deal going on there or some shit like that. But anyways, after my family moved away, like I hadn't seen him, because like he and I didn't go to the same middle school or high school or anything like that. But then my family took a trip and actually went and saw his family where they had moved away in Northern California and, you know, kind of reconnected then and then didn't see him for a couple more years. And then he wound up moving really close to my brother and I, you know, reconnected with him and, you know, met his lovely wife. And my brother and I, as we started to play a bunch of games on Xbox Live to kind of, you know, keep in contact with each other, he was like, hey, David just got an Xbox. I was like, oh, yeah, definitely, you know, invite him. Tell him he should get Borderlands and we'll all play together. So, like, for 5 years, 4 years, something like that, David and my brother and I have been regularly getting together on weekends, sharing stories of married life, and for the last year since he had his daughter, parenting woes and whatnot, and shooting shit in Borderlands and Borderlands 2 and all three Gears of War, well, the first three Gears of War games. And he'd had cancer years and years ago. He'd had some skin cancer. They thought that they got it all, and the cancer came back, and it was oral cancer, and they actually had to remove part of his tongue to get the cancer. But it wasn't enough that it impacted his eating. It was just kind of an inconvenience, and he had to kind of do some speech therapy for a little while. But it's like, as all this stuff is going on, and he's getting married, and he's going through law school, and he's finishing that up, and he's passing the bar, and he's getting his JD so that he can actually, like, practice law. Like, every time they thought that they had the cancer nicked, it just seemed to come back every so often. Like, you know, there'd be another little nodule in his mouth that they'd have to go in and, in one case, take another little bit of the tongue. And then they found stuff that was in his chest cavity. And this was a year and a half ago, 2 years ago. It's been a while. And he was always really like, shit. Oh, this is the thing. I just want to do on Tencast. I'm sorry, guys.
Sorry, it's okay, buddy.
So they thought that they got it again, and he'd been going through chemo, and he'd been having a rough time, but it looked like he was on the upswing. He passed the bar at the end of 2011. He and his wife decided that they were going to have a kid. Beautiful little girl comes along, and that fucking cancer came back. And he was always kind of like, he didn't want to, like, trouble us with it. But about a month or two ago, my brother told me that David had been kind of quiet about it. And he knew that David had been kind of weak, and he'd been in a lot of pain. And he knew things hadn't been going great since around May. But I guess in June or July, my brother found out that, I guess David's known for a while that the chemo that he was going on, that he was going through, was just to shit, just to buy him time, you know, just to have more time with his little girl. So a couple of weeks ago, I found out that the last time that we had played, which was back on I think it was like July 4th weekend. That the last time that we had played was probably the last time I was ever going to play with him. And I've sent him a couple of messages, but he's been in and out of the hospital. Well, he's been in and out of doctors and treatments and stuff like that. He's been traveling a bunch to visit with family to say goodbye. And then the last couple of weeks, he's been really, really out of it because his pain medication's been jacked up so high. And he was in the hospital for, about a week and a half. And then Thursday, right in the middle of the day at work, I got a text from my brother that he had passed away at 7 o'clock in the morning Pacific. It just seems like such a waste, because he was a smart guy and a great guy and a caring guy. Oh, he was so charitable with his time. You know, it was like he was a lawyer, but his family never had a lot of money because he kept working for places that were dealing with, like, you know, workers' compensation and people having, you know, problems with their insurance, and, you know, kept taking charity cases and shit like that. And he has this little girl, and I mean, Tangas has been there for my, you know, struggles with and loss of faith, but my in-laws talking to my wife about it, you know, trying to tell her that they're concerned about me and where my faith is, and what faith? What's there to be concerned about? You know, it's like being worried about your appendix after your appendix has been removed from my point of view. But it's like, I kept hearing things about, like, oh, well, you know, heaven's getting a great guy or whatever. But it's like, if it's such a beautiful, wonderful world and his daughter's here, then the fact that he's leaving is just an unspeakable tragedy to me. And it's been weird. Because when my dad passed, it was so acute. It was like a knife to the heart. But this process of, like, knowing, you know, finding out that, hey, I'm probably never going to talk to David again. You know, he's just been too out of it. I've probably already passed it. But he's not gone, but there's nothing I can do about it. I can't take his pain away. I can't lengthen his life. I can't get his mind off of it. I can't enjoy one more afternoon of, you know, shooting funny looking aliens with him. You know, it's been like this weird, like, sandpapery feel, because it's just like, it never has gotten to that same, you know, my heart's been ripped out and I'm just bleeding on the ground like it was when my dad went. But it's just been every couple of days, something will hit me, and it'll hit me for a couple of minutes. And then, you know, pick the pieces back up. And I guess it's been about 15 minutes to explain why fuck cancer.
I just wish we hadn't been as retarded at the beginning of this episode. if we were going to give a salute to a great guy at the end of this episode. Like, people like, yeah, that would have been a touching tribute had it not followed Tim fucking talking like Harry Carey saying, look at my dick.
You know what, though? I've needed this. I've been looking forward to Tancast since Thursday morning.
Hi!
Shit.
Hey, fuck cancer.
I mean,
yeah, I know. I'm sorry. I just completely killed this whole thing.
Ah, Andy, you killed the whole thing.
Yep.
Fucking, we were right, in the middle of useless Tancast bullshit, and then you had to bring in something real.
Yep. No more Tancast. That's it. We're done. This is some bullshit.
You and your stupid emotions and human connections.
Oh, I know. Just ponderous.
Why would you do such a thing?
Trying
to talk about my unattractive next-door neighbors having sex, and you want to bring reality into it.
Which is, let's be honest, way more interesting than anything I just...
I'm going to give that a big fat no.
If I was there right now, I'd give you a big hug, Andy.
Oh, thanks, Noah. Reach around.
I was going to say, and I'd work the shaft while he's hugging.
Yeah. So... I think we've been talking about this via text, you know, for a while, and you know, I think Rob, a point in point, tell people you, I mean, you know, people always say this, but tell the people you love that you love them now. Like, I think it's good,
it's weird that it seems so trite, and it always has to me. It's like, well, they know I love them,
right?
And it is like, you know, if you live to be 100, you've lived for 36,000 days, and you died on one of them. But even if you do live to be 100, you're never going to know which of those days it was. You're never, and if you love somebody, and you're healthy, and you think they're healthy, they just may not be wanting to trouble you with some shit. Now, don't assume that everybody in your life is going to leave you right now, but, tell people they matter. Recognize they could get in a car accident tomorrow. You know, don't be sad about that shit. Don't be maudlin about it. But, yeah, because for the last couple of weeks, you know, when my brother told me, it's way worse than he was letting on, and he's really out of it, and I went to visit him. And it's like, I knew I'm not close enough to go visit him and see him asleep in the hospital, basically, you know, doped up on morphine or out of his head. I'm way out here. I guess I could have flown all the way across country to go see him sick and weak and in the hospital. Like, he didn't want me to see him. You know, he did not want that to be what people remembered about him and what people thought about him.
Yeah.
I'm like, so I could go fly there to basically stick that image in my mind and him not know I was there and just make myself feel better because I was at least in the room telling him he mattered. But yeah, I found out too late, and he was here for weeks, but it was still too late. So after my brother told me that David had gone in the hospital, I'm actually trying to find the texts because they were kind of funny. I tried to explain to my brother and express to him because we don't say it nearly enough. That I love him and that it sucks living this far away from him. But his response would have made you guys proud, because he called me a fag. Oh, here it is. I told him, I said, I'm tearing up again and on the shitter of all places. And I love you and I don't tell you that enough. He says, it's known even though we don't tell each other enough. I say, yeah, but someday one of us will be gone and I want to make sure it's been told and retold and told again. He goes, don't talk gay stuff to me. I said, when Dad passed, it was all regrets of unsaid things and conversations not had and experiences not shared. He said, okay, just kidding. I love you like a brother. So I sent him back an alt text. I love my baby brother world. I love him with every part of me, and that includes my butt, I guess. If you insist on being literal, stop making it weird, world. He goes, well, I care for your well-being on occasion. Screw it, fag. I love you, too.
Nice.
I mean, also, I think it's good to tell people, because life is, a lot of big moments, but also, it's the little moments that make you happy. Like, if you, you know, your wife comes home or whatever, and not even on a special day, you just say, you know what? I really love you. Just to remind them. It doesn't always have to be on a special occasion. Just throw it out there. Like, hey, I love you guys, Tim and Andy.
No, don't wait forever and then come home and be like, I love you. Because she'll be like, who did you fuck?
Make sure you're staying home late from work that day, too.
Sometimes you just got to take her out in the backyard and give her a good fucking.
Sometimes.
Let her know.
Hey, I'd recommend it.
Lay down on the grass.
I love you more than our privacy.
You're about to get fucked.
Or sometimes in your parents' backyard in their hot tub while they're in Mexico before they get divorced.
I'm sure that's just a random thought you had and not something that actually happened to you.
Nope. Not at all.
Or get many blowjobs in the backyard that you share with your room, your buddies.
Whoa, 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 whoa. He shared the stories, not the blowjobs.
Hey, man, it ain't no fun if the homies can't have none.
Sharing is caring,
right?
Yo,
don't Bogart the cocksucker. Spread that shit around.
Terrible. We are in no way objectifying women. Just throwing out there.
Oh, just that particular woman.
Yeah, every time I go back and listen to a Tancast where we tell like horribly racist jokes or sexist jokes or we talk about boobs or any of that stuff, I'm like we seem like we're just part of like this sort of like hateful, demeaning male culture. But then I listen to what idiots we are and I realize, oh no, it's okay because we're leading by the opposite of example.
Yes, women are more than cocksuckers, guys. Come on,
they are. Sometimes I'll let you
they also wash
too.
I was like, I knew we were going to be able to leave that alone.
We just can't. It's not how we do.
Terrible. Terrible.
Well, should we leave it there?
I think we can't take it any further.
All right.
You didn't see any movies this week?
I saw Your Next, which was like, these people are getting off by these mysterious strangers, but one person knows how to fight back.
Oh. That sounds shitty.
It was kind of, you know, the acting wasn't great, but I kind of enjoyed it. Like, it had an interesting twist, I guess. I mean, not that. I mean, kind of interesting. I don't know. Something about it I just liked. I can't put my finger on it, but I wouldn't say I recommend it. Like, you'd probably watch it and be like, eh, that was not worth my time, but It was an entertaining movie at 10:30 at night. Yeah.
Well, my wife picked up, because it was on sale, Oz the Great and Powerful, and we watched that last night. And I believe Tim summed it up best when he first saw it. Was,
Yeah. It's definitely meh.
Yeah. So, I've seen worse.
They printed that on the box. Richard Roper says, I've seen worse.
Richard Roper says, meh. Harry Carey says hi.
Roger Ebert says fuck cancer.
I don't think I've watched any movies since we last got together, but I've watched a couple more episodes of Doctor Who. Oh, I didn't say this part. When I originally said I was starting it, I started with David Tennant. I went a couple episodes in and decided fuck it, and I started all the way over at the beginning. So I'm now with Chris Fernandez from there.
Eccleston.
Sure.
So wait,
when they
you started from where?
Christopher Eccleston.
Season one of the 2005, like, not reboot, but
Okay, and how far away is that from where you originally started?
A year,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, it's like the guy was Doctor Who for one season, then he left.
Yeah, okay. Like 13 episodes, I think.
Interesting.
When the 2005, like, when they I think I'm getting the year right. When they restart,
It was.
Introduced the show, like a comeback, I guess. They really explained it for people who were picking it up the first time, which is why I think everybody says to start with that season. But there's still things I don't understand. Like, I don't understand how time travel works. I don't know how this many nerds can enjoy the show when they don't really just lay down the rules of time travel.
Well, they have laid down the rules several different times, and it's usually just so that they can break them.
See?
So.
I don't have time for this shit.
Yeah, then there are a couple of things about, like, not crossing your own timeline. So, like, not going and interacting with yourself.
But, I mean, like, Tim, you don't think, like, they set down the rules in Star Trek and then break them?
Yeah, but it's glaringly, like, when they break them, it's glaringly irritating. Like, it's not just, like, the status quo.
Doctor Who, you say?
Yeah, because, no, it's more like, oh, hey, gravity suddenly works up.
I mean, like, the whole premise of the show is time travel, whereas, you know, like, they have time travel episodes in Star Trek, and some of them work differently than others.
I don't mean just time travel in general. I mean, like, just the rules of how the universe works.
They're pretty consistent with...
Okay.
They're pretty consistent with how the rules work. I mean, there are little things like, you know, the Klingon foreheads and whatnot, but that... Again, that doesn't... That's not, like, the central tenet of the show.
I see what you did there.
Yep. I should have stopped talking when I said we should leave it. We should let it go. That was it. Just making fun of my own shitty joke.
Yay! As well you should.
All right. Well, that's Tancast for this week.
Remember, never trust cancer.
You know what? You're doing it like a guy in a TARDIS!
I totally thought you were going to go for, you're doing it like my neighbors!
Oh, damn it!
Oh, Andy, what up to?
This week, plug your ears, guys.
I hate cancer!
I also hate cancer.
Have a week, everyone.
Have a week.
Thanks for listening to this waste of the internet known as the Tancast Podcast. We're now back on iTunes, so you can go and subscribe to us and leave us a comment. You can go to Tancast.com for links to our store, Facebook, and Twitter. You can also email us at yourmom@Tancast.com. Thanks as always to DJ Technoid for making the official Tancast theme. Alright, I think we've wasted enough of your time this week. Come back to Tancast soon, and next time, bring a friend. Tancast.
How's your son, Tim? Does he miss me?
He did mention, like, fucking that no one's coming over or something like that.
Even though I'm not coming over.
Right. He also thought Jeff's kid Damien was coming over. In 2 minutes. This was all happening in 2 minutes. That's what was awesome.
No one's coming over
in 2 minutes. No, he's not. Damien's coming over in 2 minutes. Still not happening.
Yeah, Drew's sense of time is really fucked up, too.
Well, neither of them is scheduled to come over at any time, so...
Well, eventually he'll be right.
Fair enough. Although, I went in here and I was like, yeah, I'm going to go talk to Uncle Noah. And Danelle goes, Andy doesn't even get a mention? I'm like, he doesn't know who Andy is.
Aww.
And then Michael goes, don't see Noah. Noah, what do you see? Which is... He has a book called Brown Bear, What Do You See? And so Danelle goes, is Noah your big brown bear? And whew, I laughed a lot.
What did he say?
Nothing. Sometimes he ignores questions that he's pretty sure are just like, you're just trying to make me say something funny.
He's like, I'm getting
on to you. I am
not
your dancing monkey.
This is only going to last so long, you two.
All right. I'm going to hit stop.
You're not going to record the little thing that we can talk over and mess you up?
That's actually what I meant.
Oh.
Hi, everybody! This week on Tancast, Andy sounds like a retarded idiot! Except this time he's doing voices!
Oh, okay, I'm really going to stop recording now.